Okay, just testing it. There it goes. So can you tell me your name, please?
Elizabeth.
And what's your occupation?
I'm a school student.
You're in Year 10?
Yes.
So tell me about your parents' education and what they do.
They both went to university. Mm-hmm. My mother is a teacher, mm-hmm. and my father is a used car salesman.
Okay, and family members, do you have siblings?
Yes, I have an older sister. She is 4 years older than me, and I'm the youngest.
You're the baby of the family, yes.
Yes.
How did your family feel about reading and writing growing up?
It was encouraged quite a lot. I've come from a family who will read every single night. It's a part of our family routine. From such a young age, I would be reading books.
Yep.
And that was encouraged not only by my parents, but by my sister,
uh-huh.
who was a very big reader.
Okay. Yeah. Where did you live growing up?
In Brisbane.
Mm-hmm. And you live in Brisbane now?
Mm, yes.
Do you remember when you first learned to read and write?
I remember sitting at a table in my garage and my mother teaching me how to write my name and writing my sister's name, and that was probably one of my first memories of reading and writing.
Mm-hmm.
The next would probably be when we went travelling in car trips, doing different sight words and things like that.
Okay. Do you remember the first time you used a computer?
A computer? Oh, that's a hard one. I guess it would probably have been at school in a computer room. We were doing different, trying to touch type, and that was probably my first experience. We did have them at home, but I was probably playing games on them, or it would have been from a very young age.
So your family always had computers in the house?
Yes,
so
I believe
remember.
So. Yes.
So did you have, like, family rules about using computers?
To be honest, we didn't really use them that much. It was more for my mother's work that she would use them. So we would be reading more often than using them.
So, and at school you said there was a computer lab. Were there rules about when you could use the computer or how?
It was pretty much just to do your touch typing program when you had a lesson in there. But other than that, it was more just, I think you're allowed to, as you got older, to go in at lunchtimes, but I was always outside playing.
Yeah. So, do you own a computer now?
Yes, I do.
And can you describe your most recent use of a computer at school?
I was researching a Christian education assignment, trying to Google references. That's probably it. That's mostly what I use my laptop for.
Mm-hmm. And during the school, what percentage of the school day do you think you would use your computer for?
Be very high, between 70 to 90% of this school day.
Okay.
If I didn't have my laptop, I wouldn't be able to probably take notes at all.
So you mainly do take notes on the straight
yes.
to the computer.
Mm.
And at home, how long? Can you describe your most recent use of a computer at home?
I use it pretty much every single night,
mm-hmm.
whether it be to check emails or to do homework. But it will be open for probably at least 1 to 3 hours doing schoolwork.
So do you have other devices that you use to access the internet?
My phone.
Mm-hmm.
I have a smartphone, an iPhone, which I do use as well.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a home computer, a desktop, but I don't use that as much because I'm mostly using my school laptop for what I need.
And what do you use your mobile phone?
To Google things, or to, if I've recorded something on it, taken photos of something. It really depends. Mostly just to Google quick facts or to find something that I've already looked at.
Okay. So does your family now have rules around using the computer, or it's pretty open?
It's pretty open because we've never really had any problems with it. I believe that I'm quite smart about that kind of thing. I'm not doing the wrong thing on the computers, and I value family time, and I'm not using my, like, simple things. Like, I've never used my phone at the table, and so it didn't really matter that I know when to stop using technology at night.
So kind of to sum up, how comfortable do you feel using technology?
Very.
Okay.
Very, but it's interesting to see how, well, I've been trying to teach my grandmother how to use an iPad, and it's completely different, how she's had to completely learn from step one, but as I've grown up with it, it's second nature. It's completely different.
So if you're asked to do something that you hadn't done before, would you feel comfortable working out how to do it?
I'm sure I would. I'm not very technological with my, with how much technology I use, but I would feel comfortable doing it. Mm.
Okay, well, that's it.
Lovely.
Very straightforward.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much. Have a lovely night.
You
if
too.
Have any more?
Oh, not today, but
well, good luck.